This recording, Spain 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily and also in a district of the territory, so she was very happy to start in New York at a super private practice in another square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see eating a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to stroll around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison and the Millerly lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'm 29 years old, and I born in Spain, San Sebastian. It's in the north, close to France. So I'm living in the coast, in Atlantic Ocean. It's a tourist city. A lot of people, whatever part of this world, knows San Sebastian. The people say it's the most beautiful city of Spain. Everybody has, in each province, their accent. So, and actually we live in the north. We speak Basque and Castilian. So the people from other province can tell in a second, because the Basque language is so different than the Spanish. It's like Germany or more. It's a dialect, and we have excellent wines made in País Basque, and that we export to the rest of Spain and the rest of Europe also. Mm-hmm. And Chacolí is the name for one of the best wines, Chacolí. Mm-hmm. You heard about tortilla de patatas?
Sí.
It's a Spanish typical food. It's potatoes with eggs, and you made a tortilla. Mm-hmm. It's not Mexican tortilla with mm-hmm. bread. Mm-hmm. We call tortilla different than Mexican. Mm-hmm. Tortilla is with eggs for wow. us. So it's really, really typical. Mm-hmm. And tapas, you heard about mm-hmm. tapas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so are a little pieces of bread and on top the food, like really artist food, and the cook in the kitchen, like a small plate they put on top of the bread, and it's excellent. Yeah.